This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. In Canada, the government of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has unveiled its budget for the year with nearly $53 billion in new federal spending. But as Dan Karpinchuk reports, First Nations leaders say the omission of reconciliation in the budget speech was alarming.
After criticizing this year's budget, many First Nations leaders are looking for a renewed commitment from the Trudeau government. They say Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland failed to talk about reconciliation in her budget speech. Among those who are looking for more is Newfoundland Regional Chief Brendan Mitchell. He was expecting to see what he calls a reconciliation budget.
We're not seeing a lot of positive change. And the change we need with respect to housing and infrastructure in this country on behalf of Indigenous people and communities requires a faster pace of action.
Also disappointed, Grand Chief Kathy Merrick of the Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs.
And yesterday, Canadians heard how the federal government plans to spend resources for the coming months and years. Yet this process is marred by a glaring omission. And I was there yesterday to be able to hear, and I did not hear any words pertaining to reconciliation, unfortunately.
But others were less critical. The Métis National Council praised the financial blueprint, calling it a step in the right direction. And there was new cash for Indigenous peoples, $9 billion, to cover major issues such as child and family services, education, health, housing, and on-reserve income assistance. And ministers in charge of Indigenous affairs say reconciliation has not dropped in priority, calling $9 billion a big investment. But in the 2021 budget, $18 billion were earmarked for Indigenous communities. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
A Wisconsin tribe is one of the first tribal nations to sue social media companies. As Danielle Kading reports, it's one of two tribes accusing companies of contributing to higher suicide rates among Native American youth in a recent lawsuit.
The Menominee Indian Tribe and Spirit Lake Tribe in North Dakota filed the suit against companies that own Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. They're demanding companies take responsibility for dangerous features that lead to compulsive social media use. Mary Owen is director of the Center of American Indian and Minority Health in Duluth. Owen says anything that's harmful to teens will be felt even more by Native American youth.
These social platforms, media platforms, are harmful to everyone in that they're not about community. They're about an individual. But they're even that much more harmful to a vulnerable population like Native people.
The lawsuit notes American Indians in Wisconsin were hospitalized for self-harm at more than double the rate of white residents in 2022. A Google spokesperson says the tribe's claims simply aren't true. Researchers say media effects vary widely among individuals, posing both positive and negative outcomes. While there's evidence of harmful practices by companies, they say a direct link between social media use and suicidal ideation is lacking. For National Native News, I'm Danielle Kading.
The United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues began this week in New York. The session is covering a number of issues, including the environment, culture, education, health, and human rights. Leaders are also focusing on the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. The theme of the session includes a focus on Indigenous youth voices to highlight their role and values in Indigenous communities. A 10-year milestone is being marked this year, the adoption of the World Conference on Indigenous Peoples. It will be commemorated Thursday with an event hosted by the President of the UN General Assembly. The UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues runs through April 26th. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Gathering of Nations Powwow, a live event taking place April 25th, 26th, and 27th on the powwow grounds of Expo New Mexico, featuring song, dance, trader's market, horse parade, and more. Tickets available at gatheringofnations.com and at the gates.
Support by Drummond Woodsum, a full-service law firm whose nationally recognized tribal nations practice provides services to tribal nations and their enterprises and to companies that do business with tribes across the country. More at dwmlaw.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.